President John Mahama has described as obnoxious the practice of child marriage and has asked African first ladies to use their positions to help end the practice. He said it is sickening to see young girls below 18 years being forced into marriage to some unknown persons old enough to be their fathers. President Mahama said this when he opened the 7th African Conference of First Ladies on Sexual Health and Reproductive Rights in Accra. The three-day conference is being hosted by the First Lady, Mrs. Lordina Mahama, who is the president of the Organization of African First Ladies Against HIV and AIDS, OAFLA. Yvonne Atilago has more.
President Mahama said the issue of child marriage must be treated as serious and the necessary importance must be attached to bringing it to an end.
Indeed, it is the most obnoxious practice in the 21st century. I have a girl child growing up. She's only 8 years. And definitely, I wouldn't want to see her married while she's still a teenager. And so it's just unacceptable. And whatever we can do, government is going to support the first ladies. And I think all the presidents of Africa must support the first ladies to ensure that our girl children stay in school and reach their full potential of where their academic potential can take them.
President Mahama said government is committed resources and putting in place policies aimed at eliminating the practice of child marriage in the country.
Many of these children who dropped out of junior high school and were not able to continue are girls. And so when a 15-year-old girl leaves junior high school and comes and sits in the house and is not going to school, then the temptation to marry them off happens. And so these new community secondary schools that we are building, and we are currently working on 123 of them, will create 240,000 new places in secondary school to absorb these children. And so there is a culture of silence amongst relatives. Often when a child is withdrawn from school or a child is married off into a forced marriage, and we need to establish systems that alert the authorities.
The UNFPA's Executive Director Babatunde Osotimehi also raised serious concerns about child marriages, especially old men who date young teenage girls. He said such acts are barbaric and must be stopped.
We have to protect the young adolescent girl from predatory old men. It's something that must happen and must happen now. Girls under 15 are 5 times more likely to die from maternal related causes. 40% of the maternal mortality we see occur in adolescence. We can stop it. You see, when a girl who is 12 gets pregnant, you sometimes wonder, who are these men who impregnate 12-year-old girls? A girl who is 12 is a child. How do you go about this thing? We have to make sure, and each of our countries already accept that 18 is the minimum age of marriage. Let us stick to it. And let us, we have laws, but laws are not enough. We must have community action. We must shame these men from doing what they are doing.
Mr. Osotimehi further called for increased investment in health and education, which according to him is key to enhancing reproductive sexual rights of children. The host of the program, First Lady Lordina Mahama, was optimistic that concerns of child marriages, HIV and AIDS, sexual reproductive health rights, among other issues, will be the focus of the two-day conference. She said these issues will be delved into and fruitful deliberations will be held in finding solutions to the menaces.
Delegates will be discussing and working out solutions for the prevention and elimination of HIV and AIDS. We will also work out solutions on reduction of maternal and infant mortality, elimination of child and forced marriages, and reduction of teenage pregnancies across the continent. My colleague First Ladies and I have challenged ourselves to make the year 2016 one in which we will increase our activities and effort towards supporting the growth and progress of our continent.
The conference, which is on the theme Realizing Demographic Dividend in Africa, the critical importance of adolescents and youth sexual and reproductive health rights, is part of a long-term process of building and fostering regional dialogue on sexual and reproductive health rights. African First Ladies from Kenya, Ethiopia, Mali, Cote d'Ivoire, Sierra Leone, Guinea, Burkina Faso, Chad, Sudan, Madagascar, and Mozambique are attending the conference. UN and sub-regional agencies are also participating.